God is good. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for His angels. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for this morning that He gave us to come out. Thanking God for the leaders here to give me another opportunity to come and say a few words to you. I hope and pray that something said made you better for being here. My subject this morning is learn of me. Learn of Jesus. And it's taken from Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 29. But I would like to read from starting at 28 to 30. Matthew 11th chapter 28 to 30. And it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Once again, verse 29. "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in your souls." Learn of me, or learn from me. The implication is to allow Jesus to put His own yoke upon us, the way a farmer would put the yoke on his livestock. It means giving Jesus full control and letting Him direct our efforts. You see, the work He has will not be difficult. It would be doable. And He wants us to learn from Him, and in doing, we shall find rest in our souls. When we speak of a yoke is what a farmer used to yoke two animals together. And the yoke is put upon them for them to work together. Amen. And Jesus yoke us for us to work together. In our Christian lives, we learn nonstop. We never get enough learning. Some say I'm set in my ways. That means you stop learning. Not good. Amen? Not good at all. Someone has said this world is a school that we learn something every day. And if you live in, that's the truth. You something you learn. You learn from good things. You learn from bad things. Sometimes you learn from nothing. You know, but it's a learning situation. In our Christian lives, we are to learn from Christ. We learn how to lean on Jesus. We learn how to live like Jesus. And we learn how to love like Jesus. Leaning on Jesus means to actively rely on Him for strength and guidance, surrendering our worries and burdens to Him, trusting His love and support, absolute dependency for support. Psalms 55 and 22 in the NIV says, "Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall." We have to believe that. Psalms 37, 23 and 24 in NIV says, "If the Lord delights in a man's way, He makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." Proverbs 3, 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding." Jeremiah 17:5 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man." Lean on Jesus, not man. Because man don't know what he's talking about, honestly. We try to answer We try to answer things without Christ, and that's not good. Christ is the answer. He's not a answer. He's the answer, the only answer. Learning to live in Jesus, we must first think like Jesus. We learn to lean on Jesus. Now we learn to live like Jesus. In learning to live like Jesus, we must first think like Jesus and not how we think. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death." Proverbs 23:7, "For a man thinketh, so a man thinketh, so is he." Isaiah 55:8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord." God's thoughts is always higher than ours. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Learning to live like Jesus. Learning to live like Jesus is approving what God approves, wanting what God wants, calling good what God calls good, calling bad or evil what God called bad or evil. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent or clever in their own sight." Learning to live like Jesus is accepting what God calls acceptable, calling perfect what God calls perfect, obeying God's will at all times. Obeying God's will, not my will, but yours. Remember Jesus, when Jesus wanted that cup to pass, he says, "Lord, not my will, but yours." In that, Jesus was giving us an example. He was giving us an example of who we are. We are flesh and blood. We are human beings. We are weak. We are sheep. We are weak without him. And he's saying that there's going to come a time in our lives, circumstances are going to come, or situation going to come, where we're going to want to back out. We're not going to want to go through with it. Amen? We're going to say, "Jesus, can this cup pass from me?" But it's best for us to do what? His will and not our own will. Because if you live long enough, there's going to be some situation that you're going to come up to, and you're going to want to tap out. You're going to want to turn around. You're going to ask, "Is there a different way of doing this, Lord? Is there another way of doing this? Because I don't know if I want to do it this way. I don't know if I could do it this way." But Jesus is saying, through this example, he's saying, don't tap out. Do it God's way. Amen? Do it his way. His way is easier and it's simple for us. He don't make it hard for us. Then there's learning how to love like Jesus. Learning how to love like Jesus is to be sacrificial. Give your time, money, and possession to help others. Be mindful. Connect with people in your life. Be approachable. Be open to others. Learning how to love in Jesus, we are to be full of grace and mercy. Be kind and forgiving. Be self-giving. Put needs of others before your own. Serve others. Find ways to help people. Be thankful. Find things to be grateful for. Count your blessings. Because, in this week, we sometimes count, but we don't count our blessings. We sometimes, not everybody now, before you, not everybody, but we sometimes we count what we don't have. And that's hard to do. Are you with me? We count what we lost. Are you with me? If you ain't got it no more, you can't count it. Are you with me? But when we count our blessing, we count what we got, we can see it and be thankful for it. And when we show God that we are thankful for it, He can use that blessing to what? Help others. Amen? He could use that blessing to help others. So count our blessings. And to love like Jesus, we ought to be steadfast and be patient and long-suffering. Amen? People going to get on our last nerve. Are you with me? How do you deal with it through Jesus? Are you with me? They gonna say something that hurt our feelings. How do you go through it? Through Jesus, love. Are you with me? Because when we look at, if we truly, truly look at what Jesus went through, and if we really believe that, it got to touch our hearts, what He went through. Are you with me? Because He didn't have to go through those things. But Jesus never tapped out. He never quit. He went on all the way to the cross. And then when He got to the cross, this is what He said. Forgive these people, Father, for they know not what they do. Amen? We this is what Jesus is showing us how to love. Are you with me? But this is a learning thing. It ain't going to come on overnight. Because usually if somebody smite us on one cheek, we're going to hit them back. Are you with me? Huh? Tell the truth. If they hit you, you're going to hit them back. You know, more than likely. If they say something out the way, you're going to want to say something back. Like I told you before, I was driving, and I wasn't driving fast enough, right? I was going the speed limit, but this person behind me, I was not driving fast enough. Are you with me? And this person, he finally comes around, right? And he slows up on the side of me so I can see what he's getting ready to give me. That finger. Are you with me? He wanted me to get that. Are you with me? He wanted me to, get it. And I got it. And I said, I was able. But there are times that you might not be able to. You might throw up one back at him, But life will throw you some stuff. And we have to be forgiving. We have to be kind. Amen? In learning how to love by Jesus, we have to be self-giving. Put needs of others before your own. Serve others. Find ways to help people. Be thankful. Find things to be grateful for. Count your blessings. Be steadfast, patient, long-suffering. Be sincere. Rejoice with others when they are blessed. Instead of getting jealous, rejoice with them. You know? Because when you get jealous, that's a sickness that's upon you. It's like you want to get sick. Are you with me? And you don't have to be jealous because, first of all, we're not going to stay here that long. For those of you who have been here over 70 years, you know what I'm saying. Them 70 years went by so fast. Huh? They went by real fast. And then we don't know how long more we got. So we didn't really, Christians really don't have to be jealous of anybody. Even the wrong folks who are blessed. That's a sickness. That's a sickness. And we ought to be glad and rejoice for folks when they are blessed. To love like Jesus is to be humble. To stay out of the spotlight. You know? Let people know you're glorifying God and not yourself. I wear suits. Yeah, I like to. And I got a few suits, and I ain't gonna stop wearing them. I like my suits. I'm gonna wear them. I ain't wearing them to try to showing off or get in the spotlight. I just like suits, and I like hats. right? It's nothing, and this is what I'm about. I'm about giving you what God gave me. He gave me a heart of, I want to study God's word. I want to give it to you. And I don't want to do it for money. I want to do it for souls. Amen? You don't have to give me a dime. It's about souls. It's not about me. It's not about buying another suit or another car. It's about souls. And I'm not looking at me. I'm looking at Christ and what he gave me. I can't keep it to myself. I got to share it with somebody. Even if you don't want it, I'm going to try to give it to you. But anyway, to love like Jesus is to be courteous, to be self-restraining. To love like Jesus is love without discrimination. Love your neighbors, including your enemies. Love the unlovable. That's hard to do. Are you with me? That's hard to do, but guess what? Jesus did it. And the thing is, with Jesus, it ain't nothing Jesus didn't do. Are you with me? It's not like he's telling us to go and do something and he didn't do it. He did it. Are you with me? He didn't tell none of us to go try it and come back to me and see what happened. He says, go in love. Go give. Go love the unlovable. Go love your enemies. How in the world, Jesus, will you do that? Just like how I did it. Study, and you'll see what I did. Are you with me? Don't just keep your Bible out, put it on the shelf, and then when you come to church, you look like you, and the Bible is just as new as if you bought it. Are you with me? But you got some people. You kind of like to tell people who was studying, because they got them old raggedy Bibles. That Bible that's been used. If you got a Bible that's 20 years old or 10 years old, it shouldn't be if something should be wrong with that Bible. Are you listening? It shouldn't be still new, because if it's still new, you ain't been doing too much with it. But anyway, love without discrimination, without love, the unlovable. And then find a reason to love. Are you with me? Instead of finding a reason to hate, find a reason to love. Find a reason, and then love. And love ain't something that you have. Love is something that's given. Because if you keep love, that means you ain't giving it to nobody. You gotta give it. Love is something given. I heard a preacher say it like this: a song is not a song until it's sung, until you sing it. A bell is not a bell until you ring it. It says love ain't love until you give love. And I kind of believe it. I kind of believe that. That what he was saying. And then we love God with all our hearts, all our soul, with all our might, our strength. Deuteronomy 6:5. We love God like Jesus loved God. Jesus said, Lord, if it be thy will, I'm going to do it. Jesus loved God, and he showed us that love. Are you with me? For us to lean on Jesus, for us to live like Jesus, for us to love like Jesus, we have to learn of Jesus, learn from Jesus. And Jesus has taught us in this book, if you read it, if you study it. You got to take some time out. You got to take some time and study. I'm not saying you, but a lot of Christians, right, they wait till they get to the church to learn something. Not good. Study to show yourself approved. Right? Study. Read the book. Read it. Turn the TV off, turn the radio off, get from on the computer, from in front of the computer, right? Study, read the Bible, read it, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, either way. Are you with me? If you start reading a little, and a little more, get a little more, get a little more, guess what? You might not be a preacher the next day or two, but you'll know you've done what God would have you to do. Are you with me? You've done what He's having you to do. And because you've done that, you will grow some in the Lord. And you will learn more from God. You will learn more. But if you never, you won't grow. You won't know. You can't show. You won't go. Learn of me, God said. And learning, like I said, learning is something that we'll be doing for the rest of our lives. Unless we're the type of people who, like I said, is set in their ways. You know, you can't tell them nothing. You know, going or coming. You know, wrong or right. You can't tell them nothing. You know, they're set in their ways. And they just know they're going to go to heaven. You know? There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the ways thereof are the ways of death. Paul said in Philippians 4:11-13, Paul said, I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And this is it. I can do all things, not some things. Paul said it like this. He said, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Amen. Little Johnny said, Daddy, he said, I don't like when the preacher preach short. The sermon's too short. Daddy said, well, why? He said, because I can't sleep. Because his sermon's just too short. If you are here, first of all, I hope something said. I hope something that was said this morning be a blessing in your life, make you better, and try to be better every day for the Lord. Learn, study, learn. You know, because this life is gonna, you're gonna be tested in this life. You're gonna have some tests, trials, tribulations. It's coming. And you got to be able to pass everyone. My wife was a teacher, and she would tell me, you know, like, I knew it because I went to school with her, but she would prepare a test for the kids, right? And she wouldn't tell them that it's going to be a test on Monday. She would say, go and study, you know, such and such and such and such and such, right? But on Monday, here's the test. And you could imagine some of the kids saying, well, why you didn't tell us we're going to have a test? And I would have studied. Are you with me? I would have studied, but I told you to study, but I didn't know that it was going to be a test. Right? If I knew it was going to be a test, I would have studied. Right? So study God's word. Learn of Him. Learn of God. Learn of Him. Learn of God, not of me. Are you with me? Yeah, I ain't got it all. I'm still learning. I just love to learn. I've learned something in life. You learn to live, and you live to learn. You learn to love, and then you start loving to live. Are you with me? Once you start loving to live, and loving to learn, and loving to lead, you got it made. Are you with me? Because you love to do it. I did construction. Are you with me? And at a time or two, I had loved to get up in the morning. As hard as it was, it's backbreaking. When you get home, you know, you need a massage. And, you know, you need to, that hot water on that, you know, you need it, right? But I had loved it. Even though it was hard, I had loved to do it. And when you love to do something, it's going to be done. Are you with me? So we love to learn. Love to lean on Jesus. Learn and love to learn and live and so forth and so on. If you are here, you're not a member of the church, you must hear the word. You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your way. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You can't get around these things. You can't leave one out and go to the other. Skip one. It got to be. After that, you live faithful in God's grace. You must come to worship. You must study. You must pray. You must give. And above all, you must love. You can't get around these things. You can't leave none of them out. You gotta be there. If you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, as we together sing, stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers at this time.